gifts and giving. As we remember his birthday at Christmas, we should ask, what gift will you bring the one whose birthday we are celebrating? We often need to remind people, this is not your birthday, no? Do you remember whose birthday we're actually celebrating? What can you give to our Lord Jesus Christ? What gifts would be appropriate for the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Creator, the Eternal Judge, our Savior and Redeemer? What on earth could you give to God? Well, Andrew brought a little boy to Jesus. In fact, every time you read of Andrew, he's bringing someone to Jesus. The little boy gave Jesus his lunch, 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Doesn't seem much. But with that little boy's lunch, the Lord Jesus fed thousands with the food he multiplied. Jesus can do a lot with a little. Our Lord Jesus pointed out that the widow gave more than all the rest. The widow's mite might have looked very small in the eyes of those around, just the smallest coin possible, equivalent of our half-cent coin if we still had it. But the Lord, knowing how little she had, recognized she had actually given everything she could. Mary gave our Lord the gift of expensive perfume, anointing him for burial. Mary took a pint of pure nard, an expensive perfume, and she poured it out on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. And Jesus said, wherever the gospel is proclaimed, this will be related. Zacchaeus, the tax collector, hosted Jesus and honored him by making restitution and donating much of his riches to the poor. What can you give Jesus? Jesus said, if you love him, you will keep my commands. What can you give the Lord Jesus Christ? You can give him your attention. Study his word. Learn his law. Get to know the word of God and the God of the word. Meditate on his word, the Bible. Determined to put first things first. When I was converted, joined Scripture Union, and their principle was Bible before breakfast. And you could add Scripture before supper, Psalm before lunch, whatever works in your schedule. But make sure we feed our soul before we feed our body. Read through the whole Bible this year. There's 1,187 verses in the Bible. If you read just 4 chapters of the Bible a day, something like 12 to 15 minutes a day, you can get to the whole Bible in 1 year. How can you know his will unless you study his word? To obey is better than sacrifice. Determine to obey God. Dedicate your life to obeying the first command God ever gave man, the cultural mandate. Genesis 1 verse 28. To care for his creation. Caring for God's creatures involves planting trees. Cultivate gardens. Have you noticed deforestation causes drought? This is what one of Cape Town's dams looked like a few years ago, after this cursed government had chopped down millions of trees in the Cape Peninsula. Millions. Then we had drought and empty dams. Well, what do you expect? There's cause and effect. We should adopt animals. Recognize that all animals belong to God. Care for the environment. Around the Cape, we have had ships going round and sinking, especially Chinese ships, like the MV Treasure, which sank with tons of crude oil being dumped on our shores. And this was such a disaster, and it threatened the existence of the African penguins, who were faced with extinction. When my sister-in-law Debbie came to South Africa for the first time in the year 2000, she was conscripted into rescuing penguins, scrubbing and cleaning penguins, because we must all do what we can to secure the well-being of God's animals. And what a joy that we collectively, 80,000 volunteers in Cape Town saved 50,000 penguins and released them as wild. In fact, it was the greatest animal rescue since the days of Noah. We can speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves. Try and protect the rhinos. Rhinos need milk too. And yes, giraffes also need milk. Treat animals with the care and the diligence of those who must give an account to the Creator and the Eternal Judge. Be kind to God's animals. Ensure that they have access to fresh, clean water and healthy food. they get thirsty just like we do. And for animals, as was well said by James Dobson, if your animals don't know you're converted, you're probably not. Because a good man is kind to his animals and the wicked are cruel to theirs. When you're converted, the animals know there's a change. And remember, in many cases, the animals are probably in better contact with the Creator than we are, outside of Christ. Do not waste food. Think of your pets and the wild birds and other animals who can benefit. If there's crumbs and so on, don't just throw it in the bin. I mean, there's lawns. We get guinea fowls coming to our lawn because there's often crumbs and so on put out on it. And there's many animals who would be happy with the scraps that we throw away. For us to be thoughtful. Litter is an offense to the Creator. And it is disgusting. Plastic litter. You drop it in a suburb, it ends up in the drains, and much of it ends up in the oceans. And it causes endless grief for God's creatures. We must fight plastic litter, especially one-use plastic, and we've got to fight litter with all it's worth. This is the end result of selfish, short-sighted societies and communities. This is what happens. It is a sin to litter. God will call us to account for ruining His creation. We must teach people not to litter, to recycle, to be thoughtful, to be considerate. We need to make the Great Commission our supreme ambition. Obey the Great Commission. We should dedicate our lives to making disciples, teaching obedience to all things the Lord has commanded. Introduce others to Christ. Witness for Christ. Be alert to evangelistic opportunities. Give Christ your love, your devotion, your worship, your adoration. Give Him your heart, your mind, your hands and your feet. In fact, you can think of three H's. Head, heart, hands. Body, mind and spirit. Head, heart and hands. We should give God all that we have. Devote your time, your talents and your treasure. Those are three T's. Time, talents and treasure. They all come from God in the first place. So let's commit it to Him and to His kingdom. Use your initiative and your energy to advance the kingdom of God. There's always things we can do to advance the kingdom of God. Be wholehearted and persevere to the end. By the way, this pastor here, he is one of the four of the first chaplains I trained back in 1996 in South Sudan. And he's gone to, just this week I hear that he's been consecrated bishop of the Raja district, a diocese in Barrow Gazelle in South Sudan. There's a chaplain, Peter Jonathan. Just one of the people I've seen persevere. Does Jesus have all of you that there is to have? When D.L. Moody heard a man preaching, God, the world has yet to see what God can do with a man who is fully committed to Him. The 12-year-old D.L. Moody ran to the front shouting, I'll be that man. When Queen Elizabeth asked General William Booth how he meant to achieve as much as he had in the Salvation Army, he said, Your Majesty, God had all of me that there was to have. That's a good question. Jesus said the widow gave all that she had. Have you given God everything? What have you given Him? Have you made promises that you've gone back on? Oh, the amount of young people I've heard when I was converted 44 years ago, the amount of conferences, camps, seminars, outreaches, youth groups, where people stand up committing themselves to this, that and the other, very few followed on with it. Have you made commitments that you've not honored? Jesus said, leave your gift at the altar and first go and be reconciled with your estranged brother or sister. Make that phone call. Write that letter. Forgive if you need to forgive. Ask for forgiveness if you need to ask for forgiveness. Do restitution. If there's something that we've broken, repair it. Take and replace it. Whatever we can do to make restitution. These would be gifts. These would all be acceptable gifts and sacrifice of praise to present to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on His birthday. Wise men still seek Christ. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.